just another night, lying there in bed, alone. Your thoughts making do with the trappings of imaginary women, smiling at you from some JPEG. Maybe that girl you saw in line at the store. You're trying so hard not to stare at. Maybe that one moment you captured in time all those years ago and played back and forth in your mind. I know how it feels. So focus on me instead. You've heard enough in your head from people who you assume are not going to be with you tonight. Let me represent all the women out there who you haven't met, and maybe even a few that you have. But women who would love to share a bed with you right now. Who would love in your arms, who would love to witness your sexuality, who would love to share it. There are more of us than you know. The way you're lying down on your back like that, presenting all of your body outwardly. I love your body. I love how you're built. To me, you radiate what being a man is all about. I would give anything, to run my hands over your chest, to touch my fingers to your body. I would delight in any definition and in any imperfection, because I have good and bad sides too. I'd love to find someone who's just a person like me and who loves me for who I am. I love your arms, your forearms, the little arm hairs, your hands. Well, you have no idea how much they scream man to a woman. When you'd brush your arm against me or hold some part of my body with your hand. God, to be touched by a man, to be touched by you, would make me feel so good. And your face, your smile, your cheeks, your lips, your eyebrows, your nose. So inviting. I want to run my fingers through your hair just to feel it. And kiss your face all over just to feel your skin with my lips. And your lips with my lips. Careful little pecks turning into soft, slow, passionate tongues touching. We'd close our eyes and just kiss and kiss and kiss and dream the communion of our mouths, giving ourselves to each other for the night. I want you to feel my body, discover it. I want those hands of yours to explore me, and I want you to know that I want that. I want your hands slowly stroking my cheek with my permission. I want want your hands to touch my shoulders. Slide down my figure with my encouragement. I want them to feel and fondle my breast, knowing it makes me feel wanted and sexy, and like there's nothing better than a man being taken in by my body. As if you're more, just a little more, away from that. All of that. I definitely want that. I want you to be kind and sweet and loving. But you're not unkind, mean, and uncaring. If you get so into me that you get a little bit more passionate, want to devour me. You're letting loose sexuality within you, and you're doing it because I'm so sexy that you can't help it. That makes me feel so good. And you don't know just how attractive that makes you. Your cock, your throbbing cock, so hard for me. I can feel it against me as we're pressed against each other so passionately. I want to feel it in my hand, the soft skin over the warm, hard shaft. I want to stroke it slowly, lick it, and suck. And look into your eyes and see how much I'm getting to you. How good I'm making you feel. How hard you're breathing. How you're giving me control over the most sensitive part of you. Opening up and letting me pleasure you. Trusting me with your sexuality. You are so sexy doing all of that. You've made my heart beat faster and my pussy wet from the very beginning. I would love for your big, soft, wet, flat tongue to run all over my pussy, wiggling my clit, teasing my lips, before you slowly start to part. Maybe if I think of it earlier, next time I'll climb on top of you, sit on your face, and watch you stroke your cock while you eat my pussy. But right now, you've wound me up just the way I've wound you up. And my cunt is aching for your cock. I want you to fuck me, to put your fat cock inside of me. Stretch my pussy out around you. You stretch me almost immediately. You push my lips apart and you force my wet pussy to deepen and open and allow all of you in. I'm letting you into my warm, wet, most intimate place. And I'm trusting you to thrust, to make my pussy stretch and rub against your cock, time after time, over and over, until we get close and we come, and it doesn't matter who comes first. Whoever does just gets to focus all of their energy to making the other person come to you. A small show of devotion just before the ecstatic release. And then we'd lay panting next to each other or on top of each other and talk and bask and feel good about having shown the other how sexual we are. Maybe a few kisses. Maybe going again. If against all odds we still have the energy after all of that. You can feel this, can't you? It feels so inviting and so real. So pleasant. Here's what I came to tell you. I didn't give that to you. You can't give someone else sexuality. You showed some of your sexuality to me, and in you unlocked some of mine. I unlocked some of yours, and we shared it together. It was glorious. Remember that. You are a sexual man. Women who see it, they will want to share that with you. They will be curious how your sexuality and their sexuality mixes. Finding that sensual, intellectual intercourse. They will want to know how that feels. And I guarantee you, even a few women who haven't seen it may have wondered about it, about what you're like underneath, what wonders that they could unlock. Be that, darling, be that calm, loving, passionate man that I know you are. Know that you are sexual. Know that even though we just went, I still want your strong arms wrapped around me and your lips against mine. Your eyes lost in pleasure. And that's yours to give to any woman lucky to get it. Good luck. Oh, and if you don't find one, well, come back for me.